Paul Okoth, External Communications Officer for Wai Family Hospital, confirms the money was paid and Deng is now free, but insists that much of the rhetoric circulating on social media on how Deng was treated at the hospital was true.
She has been handled with dignity through the entire process. She moves around, she has her own phone, she can protect her people, the kids are well taken care of. So right now we are also happy that she's going home because it's not our wish to keep her here and she's no longer needs medical care.
Alwell James Deng finally walked out of Rwai Family Hospital, where she was prevented from leaving the facility for not being able to pay medical bills totaling 1.4 million Kenya shillings, or about $13,000. Deng gave birth to premature twins through an operation at the hospital.
Oh my God, this was a long journey. I'm happy that I've gone home. I thank you guys. I thank you our community, and I thank you all of you. Oh my God, for 2 months, oh my God, God has heard my prayer. I'm feeling so excited. Yeah, I can't wait to see my kids. I can't wait to hug them and kiss them. Ah, my God. I just want to say thank you to all the Sudanese, everyone that's been there for me. I just want to say thank you, and I have learned a lesson.
Deng Yuot, a South Sudanese who lived in Juba at the time, said Deng deserves some kindness. Yuot decided to travel to Kenya and visited the hospital to see things if Deng was being held at the hospital against her will.
I met Alwell at the hospital with her children. She has twins, that is a boy and a girl, very tiny kids. So when I was at the hospital, I found them on the bed. And, you know, they were lying there. From the look of them, they looked emaciated and very weak. She looked very weak and traumatized, as I said earlier. So her condition was very bad. The condition of the children was very bad.
Yuot contacted his South Sudanese friends to help raise the needed funds for Deng and negotiated with the hospital over lowering Deng's bill.
The Juba team, who called itself Free Alwell Twins group in Juba, was able to raise $6,000. And then the team, of course, there was also fundraising going on online from the North America team, and they promised us that they are able to raise $1,500. And in addition to $1,000, which was already paid, we were able to tell the hospital that we have now managed to raise $8,500. This is our appeal to you to waive the rest of the bill and release Alwell. And finally, the hospital was able to accept the part of the bill that had been paid.
Elijah Manyok, Executive Director of the non-profit Smile Again Africa Development Organization, was among the individuals who supported Deng. Manyok says South Sudanese leaders should learn a lesson from Deng's story.
We should be able to have a South Sudan where we have better access to our freedom, so that we live as human beings and we have rights to have access to quality services at any given time.
Kenya is home to many South Sudanese who have escaped the many years of conflict in South Sudan. Deng has been reunited with her two other children who were staying with a neighbor. Yuot says the team that helped Deng out of the hospital will pay her rent for the next 3 months before arrangements are made for her travel back to South Sudan. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayar in Juba.